Looking to create your best self, whether it's good for you lifestyle hacks, smarter ways to supplement, or tasty tips to fuel optimal health, Talk Healthy Today provides you the latest research tools and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy starting today. Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Talk Healthy Today. I am absolutely in love with doing this podcast. I would be thrilled if you rated, reviewed, and subscribed to the podcast. Now, on to the show. Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Talk Healthy Today. I can't believe it's already fall. Okay, technically it's still summer, but around where I am, it's been cooling down. I'm working more. My daughter's back to school. I want to keep maintaining, you know, my healthy habits. And sometimes you can get overwhelmed if suddenly maybe you took some time off in the summer and you had more time for yourself. And now you're like, how am I going to do everything? So luckily we've got the fantastic Cherie Burton with us. Cherie has been a trainer and coach for over a decade and has helped thousands of women be their best selves. She is 44, a busy mom of three, and wife of Emmy Award-winning actor Steve Burton. Love him. Her workouts are challenging but fun, and she knows how to make any woman feel at ease, especially when first getting into fitness. Cherie is full of unique ways to get fitness into your daily regimen, and her nutrition coaching and skills help women achieve lifelong habits with healthy eating. Cherie, hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You know, my mom used to watch General Hospital. I didn't watch the show, but I walked by. If I saw your husband, Steve, I'd be like, oh, who's that? So anyway, Cherie, so I understand that you grew up in Southern California and you had a very active lifestyle. Tell us about that and how that shaped you and your interest in healthy living.
I grew up in a very, you know, active family. I was always outside, you know, growing up in Southern California. We did a lot of outdoor activities. I did gymnastics. We'd go on family trips and I would do snow skiing and water skiing. And just, I was just very active. And I think I was just drawn to that lifestyle early on. And I remember at a young age, probably around 10, 9 or 10, just being very drawn to the fitness lifestyle. I wasn't quite sure what it was, but it intrigued me. And I just slowly got more and more into that. And in high school, my first job was at LA Fitness, so I could get the free gym membership. And
oh, nice.
I was active. Yeah, I was active in high school. And it kind of slowly turned in to a business, probably more so after I had kids, because then I understood how your body changes, you know, just as you get older and then as you start having kids. And I just dove deeper into it and here I am.
Let's talk about the top five things to get your body ready to be its healthiest self. And this is so important. And the first one is stay hydrated. So talk to us about that.
Water is the first thing I always talk about, whether I do challenges or personal coaching. I tell everybody, if you are not properly hydrated, like nothing works. Nothing is going to work properly in your body, your mind, your brain, your sleep, literally everything. So, you know, I always aim for a minimum of 100 ounces of water a day for everyone, no matter what. And again, it's starting out, you know, if you're only used to, I only drink 3 glasses of water a day, you know, try for 4 for a few days and then go to 5. You know, you don't have to go right to a gallon every day. So those are the little steps, but just water alone makes a huge difference in how people feel and the choices you make when you eat, your energy. It's a game changer for sure.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned doing it slowly because I'm one of those people that, you know, it's like every other second I'm running to the bathroom.
Oh, it's true. You will pee a lot. Yeah. I'm like, warning, it will happen. But I said, just look at it as your body is flushing out all those toxins. And
yeah, it's good stuff. So, but I think it's good. Like if you're only drinking, let's say you're only drinking 2 glasses of water. Yeah, go to 3 for a few days. I like that idea rather than just, because if you take on the gallon, you're going to be like, it's just too much. And then you might get overwhelmed. So I like that.
Exactly. I'm trying to prevent people from getting overwhelmed and then quitting before they get started.
Now, number 2, do at least 30 to 60 minutes of exercise 4 to 5 days a week. Now, that might sound a lot to somebody who really isn't doing much. So do you tailor that based on where the person is at? And then that's the goal? Or talk to us about how you handle that with clients.
I do. I mean, if someone's never worked out before, I'll, you know, just let's just start with walking. Let's just get in the habit of walking. And walking to me is the most underrated form of exercise. It's amazing. And little things, you know, if you have a step counter, you know, have little goals every day. And I try to make it fun too. But I know when you're doing some kind of activity every day, even if it's just 20 minutes, and again, starting small based on someone's goal, but getting into the habit of doing something daily, you get into that habit and that routine, and it just, you feel better. It's everything is intended, designed to make you feel better. So you want to do more and you get more results.
Yeah. I mean, right now I do 2 45-minute sessions of weights and Pilates. I have a reformer, and okay, then I walk my dogs 6 days a week. And yeah, my husband will walk them on the 7th. And then I swim. But now yep, it's getting to the point, because I live in New England, there won't be any swimming very soon.
Right.
Unfortunately,
right,
we're going right into fall. We're like low 70s, which normally I love. But now yeah, with the pool we just got it this summer, I'm like, no, where's
no,
the heat
I'm not
wave
ready.
When you need one?
And it's important to find things you enjoy.
Yes.
You know, even dancing. I'm like, go dance in your, I have plenty of dance parties with my kids.
That is great, isn't it?
You know, yeah. Just have fun. Get moving. It just feels good.
Absolutely. Now, I was reading too that some of your favorite things to do are squats, walking lunges, push-ups, and lying leg lifts. And I love that, because guess what? You don't need any equipment.
No, it's true. There's so much we can do with just our bodies. And the base of all my workouts are always body weight and just your basic compound moves, because they work. You know, you don't have to, I'll do some fun, different, more complicated moves, but you really don't have to. You know, there's plenty you can do with just your body weight alone and get in amazing shape.
Yeah, it is. I know whenever I have to do the planks.
Those are still not my favorites.
No, no matter how much I do them, although I can hold it longer than I used to.
Right. That's funny.
Oh, goodness. All right. Now, number three, abs and most all of it are made in the kitchen. See, that's, I think, what's so key. And you say that you can't out-train your eating habits. Isn't it like 80% in the kitchen, 20% in the gym? Isn't that an expression? Or what do you think of that?
Yeah, a lot of people will say that's 80-20. But I said, are you really writing down exactly 80%? Do you really know what 80% is? I mean, I don't. I'd rather not do the math. So I just try to, you know, eat balanced meals, making sure you get that protein in. That is like number one. I always say, make sure you're getting enough protein, because people in general, especially women, just I find do not eat enough protein. And if you don't, you will not be able to burn as much fat, stay hungry longer, and build any kind of lean muscle. So, and when I say build lean muscle, I don't mean get, you know, lots of muscles. Just we just need it for bone health and muscle health. So definitely focus on the protein, and then the greens, the vegetables. And then, you know, you go for the carbohydrates and the healthy fats. But the protein's always number one is what I say. But yeah, it's we all have abs. It's just you have to have a little bit leaner, be a little bit leaner to see them. So, yes, we can't trick our bodies, unfortunately. They, you know, I tell my clients, I said, you can't, you know, when you're making your kids breakfast or lunch and you nibble at those things, those calories still count. You know, you can't forget all those little things. Your body knows.
Yeah, that is true. Are you into food diaries?
Yes. I have everyone track their food and their calories. And because we just have to know what you're consuming to know what you need to burn and how you need, where you need to be in a calorie deficit. So yeah, it's very important to understand what you're eating. So I usually use my Fitness Pal and enter everything and have my clients enter everything. And it's pretty eye-opening sometimes. They're like, wow, I'm eating half of the amount of protein I'm supposed to be eating and twice the amount of fat. Or so it's really helpful to be able to see that.
Oh, that's great. And you do meal planning with people, right? And
yes.
Well, yeah. Well, share some tips on meal planning. Is that something I hear people say, well, on Sunday, I'll spend several hours and get it all done. Is that something that you do, or you pick a day of the week?
Yes,
you have time?
Yes and no, because I mean, who wants to spend several hours every week?
Yeah.
getting food ready, even though it does help. I do make sure, you know, on the weekends, I make sure, especially now that the kids are going back to school and I have want to make sure I have food for them and their lunches. But, you know, I have my staples. Like, I'm always loaded with eggs. I love my eggs, my oats, and potatoes and grains. And I make things in batches. And if I make dinner, like, let's say we're having taco salad, I'll make double the amount. So at least I know I have lunch or dinner for the next day. So to me, meal prepping is more just making a lot of one thing and then showing people how to, you know, mix and match things, you know, make a bunch of chicken and then you can throw it in a wrap or a salad or a bowl. You know, it doesn't have to be just chicken and rice every day. You know, you can make tacos or, you know, so, but having those, making sure you have your proteins, a big thing of lettuce, usually always make sure I have some kind of green, and I like to keep frozen vegetables on hand.
Yeah, me too.
Things that are easy. I gotta, you know, I get the whole, we're busy, don't have a lot of time. So I'm all for what's easy, healthy, but easy and fast, but still tastes good.
Right. Yeah. Let's talk about that because like my husband can eat chicken like every day of the week and I get sick of it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just so sick of chicken. Mm-hmm. Do you have certain seasonings or spices or things that you like to add?
I love the Trader Joe's seasonings. There's a chili lime that is my favorite. I use a lot of garlic and onion powder. I try not to use too much sodium, but I also like using taco seasoning. So it's a mix. And I love seasoning chicken with that because you can slice it up, again, for fajitas or in a salad, a wrap, whatever. But the Trader Joe's seasonings, everything but the bagel they have is a really good one.
Oh, I've heard that's really good. I've never had that.
It's like I haven't met anyone who doesn't like that one. So that's a good one, the chili lime. And really, sometimes honey mustard is actually really good on chicken. So, you know, I get creative with different seasonings.
Now, do you eat fish?
I don't love fish. If it's like fresh ahi, I can eat that. I don't love salmon, but it's so good for you. So I always encourage people to eat it. I'll eat it sometimes just because I was like, it's good. But I do believe if you don't love what you're eating, you're just not going to stick to it. But yeah, I love red meat. I love bison and grass-fed beef. Filet is my favorite. But I probably do that once a week, maybe. I do a lot of chicken, turkey, and those are kind of my go-tos.
Do you get your carbs mostly from vegetables? I know you mentioned some grains and potatoes as well. Do you do like a mix?
My oats, I love my oatmeal. I'm weird. I actually love it. I look forward to my oatmeal every morning. My eggs and oatmeal. It's the best. And I've turned a lot of people on to be oatmeal lovers who hated it, but I have a way of making them really good.
Well, what do you do? Do you add different things?
I do these protein oats, which I think are amazing. And you do your regular rolled oats, cook them in water. Once they're cooked, which is like less than 5 minutes, I'll add a little bit of vanilla protein powder, like a teaspoon or more of almond or peanut butter. I like the almond butter personally. And then a little bit of almond milk or coconut milk. And it's like a oatmeal vanilla pudding. It's
oh my gosh, so good. That sounds amazing.
It's very good. So, and you can do chocolate protein powder, you know, you can add the peanut butter and it really is amazing. So, I get a lot of my carbs from that, sweet potatoes, brown rice, grains, you know, I'm not anti-carb. It's just, again, knowing how many you're eating.
Yeah. So on your plate, you would have,
say like a palm size for protein.
Okay.
A fist size for carbs and maybe a little thumb of healthy fats. Like avocado or even olive oil, or I'm not into diets and anything with a name where you're completely eliminating a food group. Cause I think we need all of them. It's just in moderate and knowing what you're having, you know, you don't want a fat heavy diet or a carb heavy diet. You just want got to get that protein in. And then, you know, we need carbs to function and healthy fats. So,
and it's not as hard as people think, right? Like once you get in the swing of it.
Exactly. Once that, but, and I understand, and that's what I want to help people with, because I didn't get it either. And, you know, in my 20s, it's, there's so much information out there. So it gets confusing and overwhelming. And then everyone's like, screw it, forget it. I'm eating the cheeseburger. So it's, you know, teaching people how to eat and how to figure out those calories and have, you know, eat the foods you enjoy, but still reach your goals and not eat such a restrictive diet.
Yeah, exactly. Now your breakfast sounds amazing. What's your usual go-to regular foods for lunch?
My foods for lunch are usually, I love making ground chicken, and I love the Japanese sweet potatoes. Those are my favorite. They just taste different than a regular sweet potato. They're very good if you haven't tried them. I usually try to make a big salad, lots of spinach, lots of greens, and then I add the potato. I add the ground chicken, sometimes bison, but usually chicken, and a little avocado, and then maybe some kind of, I love the Primal Kitchen brands. They're
dressings. They're so good.
Yes. They're dressings or even just salsa. And I always, my lunch is usually just thrown in a bowl like that. And I mix it up and it's very good. I'll do a little bit of the chili lime from Trader Joe's, but I do a lot of the ground chicken because it cooks so fast and it's easy. And it's easy to make like 2-3 pounds at a time. And then just, again, my kids are like, you want tacos? Here's a taco. You want it in a bowl? Here's a bowl. Or I'll make a patty and make like a chicken burger or chicken meatballs. But it's still all ground chicken.
Oh, that's great. And then what about for dinners?
Dinners are similar, but usually it's mainly some kind of protein and a vegetable. Could be zucchini noodles, I like, with some, you know, ground bison or tacos. We do a lot of tacos here. I love tacos, fajitas, that kind of stuff. Salad with protein. I don't eat as many carbs at night. I try to eat most of my carbs before dinner. Not that it really matters, as long as you're within your calorie range. It's just, I'm going to use them more earlier in the day.
Now, do you eat any sweet things at all? Like, I love my dark chocolate.
Yes.
And I try to just stick with that. And I love to eat a date or two. Those are really nice, you know, but what do you like?
I love dark chocolate too. That usually helps curb any sweet cravings. And my protein shakes, you know, I put fruit, a little bit of blueberries or strawberries in my protein shakes. And that helps with my sweet tooth a lot. Also, dark chocolate is definitely my favorite.
Now, with your clients, do you try to get them off sugar completely or depends on their goals?
It depends on their goals. When we get started, I do. I usually have everyone on having at least one protein shake a day. But I definitely start them off without, besides, you know, not too much added sugars. We don't do. But fruit, I'm all for fruit and everything. Again, it's just knowing exactly what you're eating. You know, people, banana, you shouldn't eat bananas. There's too much sugar. Well, they're fine. You just don't need like two a day. You know, you don't need two bananas and four oranges. You know, one is fine.
Yeah, I'm all about the summer fruit. Like in the summer, yes. I will eat the biggest bag of cherries you've ever seen because that's it's such a small window, at least here where I am, right?
Right.
And then juicing too, you want to be careful with if you are juicing to be mostly green, heavy.
Yes, because otherwise you're just getting the sugar.
Yeah, without the fiber.
Adding some spinach in a protein shake, you actually don't taste it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, just throw some spinach in there. It might turn a little green, but you won't taste it. You'll be fine. And then you'll get your spinach.
Yeah. That's the amazing thing about smoothies. Is there a certain protein drink that you like?
Well, we have our Burton Nutrition. That's definitely my favorite. Good. It's natural and it tastes great.
Oh, cool. Now, does your husband, it sounds like he eats the same way?
Yes.
Good. And, you know, I think this whole thing with kids, it's like, I'm going to make a meal for my partner and I, and our kids are going to eat macaroni and cheese and, you know, chicken nuggets. No. How do we break that?
you know, my kids will definitely love their mac and cheese, but I'll just always add protein. It's, you know, you can have the mac and cheese, but you're having the chicken with it. You know, you want the pizza, we're adding vegetables and more protein to the pizza. So stuff like that. Or if they want tacos, they might have extra cheese on theirs. But tacos are so, you know, versatile. You can, you know, add 500 calories or take 500 calories off. So, but again, I just make sure and have them eat their protein first, because that will fill you up more and you won't, you know, eat as much mac and cheese. Cause if they just eat that, you know, you can eat loads of that. That doesn't fill you up. But if they eat the chicken with the mac and cheese, then it's a better balance and it keeps your blood sugar stabilized. That's the other reason I do that. When you're just eat carbs, you know, you're going to spike your blood sugar and then crash, and it's a mess. And it's so easy. It's so easy to make your pasta, and they have all these chickpea pastas and these more higher protein, higher fiber pastas. And my kids don't know the difference. They can't, sometimes they can tell, but then you can add cheese to that and make such a much healthier version. And it's just as easy, just as fast.
Now, do you have certain recipes for like special occasions?
Yes. For Christmas, I make this egg souffle, which is pretty much like sourdough and eggs. I do add more egg whites. I have to add more protein in there, but it's still, you know, fresh homemade sourdough bread, cheese. It's very good. And we have it every Christmas morning. And, we always do a fillet also for Christmas Eve. And there's definitely a nice stick of butter on that and some soy sauce. But again, it's, you know, it's balanced. It's not like I have the whole stick of butter. It's for the whole, you know, big beef tenderloin. So, but it's very good.
You never know. I might show up on your doorstep. It'll be warm afterwards. I can eat that and then go swimming. All right. Number four is sleep. And everyone knows, so I'm not even going to go on my diatribe, but like sleep is practically my religion. I'm in bed every night between 8:30 and 9.
You know, it's a game changer.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're not getting sleep, you know, all these things go hand in hand, but if you're not getting your sleep, your body's going to be off with what you crave, what you do. You're not going to have energy to work out. Then you're going to make poor food choices, and it all trickles down. So sleep's very important.
And then number five is avoid or drastically limit alcohol. So talk to us about this.
I know. No one likes to hear that one.
I don't mind. Well, I don't drink, so I don't mind. But
oh, good. Yeah. I don't either. Well, it depends on your goal. You know, and anytime women, they have, you know, they're trying to lose weight, I definitely say to cut that out. Anything that's not going to help you get to your goal faster, you don't need it. Just eliminate it. And then, you know, slowly add those things back in, because I do believe there's a little bit of course, balance and moderation in life. But I just say it depends on what your goal is. You know, alcohol is not going to help you get to your goal faster. It's definitely going to slow you down. So it slows our metabolism down. There's all kinds of reasons why not to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you had a 15-day summer shred challenge, and I see that it's sold out. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you going to have another challenge for the fall or the winter?
Well, usually I do try to do them quarterly, but I'm launching a new platform through an app, more of a monthly challenge. So everything I offer in the challenges will be drawn out each month. And it's just more of a community accountability. I'll do weekly Zoom check-ins. It's all women, and we just talk everything, health, fitness, lifestyle. I provide workouts. I'll do live workouts, which are always fun, live cooking demos, and just I really try to get women excited and have fun about being with being healthy and fit, and try to show women it's not a punishment to do this stuff. We don't want to look at it like, oh, we have to do this. We get to do this. You know, this is amazing. This is fun to work out. And eating clean and healthy doesn't have to be boring. You can eat great food that tastes good and is still going to benefit us and our goals.
Oh, that's awesome. So this is an app.
It's a Mighty Network app. And then it'll have my Sheree Burton Fitness on it. It's like a Facebook and Instagram got together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm very excited about it. So everything will stay up there. And, you know, I explain, like I do in the challenges, with how to figure out your calories, where you need to be at based on your goals, your age, your height, all that stuff. And then, you know, I'll have the workouts and lifestyle things, you know, anything, talking about makeup and workout clothes. And it's just a whole fitness community. If I do challenges, it will be through this app. But because, you know, I love doing the challenges, and my the women I work with love doing them, but they're usually just 10 to 15 days and then they're over. So I wanted to do something that's ongoing, because that's what people want. They're like, we want to keep, they want the accountability, the community, and they can share recipes. I can share recipes, and it's actually, it's a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, that's great. And so for women listening, are like, okay, I want to do this. They would get the Mighty Network app, and then they would look for you.
Sheree Burton Fitness. Yep.
Okay. And then they would just join, and then there's a charge, I assume.
Yes, it's monthly.
And then they get access to you and all of your knowledge and where, oh, that's so nice. That's great. How do you balance it all? You know, I mean, with three kids and a husband and all this great stuff you're doing.
I always say I don't. something always, you know, suffers. No, but, you know, I've gotten into a pretty good routine, I think. And I think that, you know, you have your non-negotiables, and, you know, I always make sure I'm, you know, getting a decent night's sleep, and then got my water first thing in the morning. My workout has to be done at some point, and I do have to be a little flexible with that. My kids start back at school next week, so my schedule will change a little bit from summer schedule. And it's just finding something that works for you so you can get done what you need to get done. And if you have that routine, it just helps you stick with your goals. You know, we have those things that we have to get done. You know, I just always make sure I have a little bit of a plan with what we're going to eat. And again, doing it that way, it's not as difficult as it seems. It seems like, oh, I don't have time to do that. But when you do have a little bit of a plan and lay everything out, it makes your life actually a lot easier. It makes it easier to get things done.
Yeah, that is true. Anyway, is there anything you wanted to add today?
No, I mean, I think we covered everything. That was great.
That was really fun. Well, tell us how we can find you, and then especially about the Mighty Network. That sounds amazing.
Yes. Well, definitely. I have my website, shreeburton.com, which I'll be adding more to that. And there'll be a link on that for the Mighty Network also. That'll be easy to find. Instagram, I'm at @1shreeburton. And I believe that is Facebook also, although I'm not on Facebook very often, but that's where you can find me.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Sheree. This was super fun.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to Talk Healthy today. Please do rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And also, if you want some behind the scenes on Talk Healthy today, or a chance monthly to win my book, Clean Eating Dirty Sex, which is a memoir, cookbook, healthy lifestyle guide. The title is just a play on words. Please go to www.lisadavismph.com. Sign up for my newsletter, and once a month you'll be getting some great information, as well as being entered into a contest to win my book. So again, go to www.lisadavismph.com. Get more on Talk Healthy today, and keep coming back. There's always great information. Thank you.